Under pressure from allies, the Biden administration is finally lifting its 18-month ban on international air travel to the U.S. Starting in November, new restrictions take effect that'll apply to all international travelers into the United States. Air travel is permitted, but only if you're fully vaccinated and have tested negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of travel. Unvaccinated Americans can also travel, but they'll need a negative test within 24 hours of a flight and another test within a day of arriving. But land border restrictions to and from Canada and Mexico remain in place. That means travelers from Canada and Mexico can fly to the U.S. but not drive a car, a restriction certain to irritate Canadians who opened their border to all vaccinated American travelers in early August. The lack of enforcement of the COVID restrictions on the southern border with Mexico may be another friction point for Canadians as illegal entry to the United States from Mexico continues to surge. The travel and hospitality industry has been urging Biden to lift the Trump-era flight restrictions since taking office. Air travel to the U.S. from Europe is down 67% from pre-pandemic levels, and the hospitality industry is hurting. The changes provide welcomed relief.
It's not just taking passengers from one point to another that are allowed to travel. It's taking all those connecting travelers from India, from Europe, from other geographies. That's going to make a huge difference for the health of the airline industry.
But the timing of the announcement is being questioned, with relations tense between the U.S. and some of its top European allies. Despite promising multilateralism, Biden ignored world leaders' recommendation to delay the Afghan troop pullout. Last week, the U.S. infuriated France by forming a security alliance with Australia and the U.K. to supply nuclear submarines to Australia, leaving France in the dark. But the White House insists the new travel requirements are not an effort to ease tensions.
If we were going to make things much easier for ourselves, we would have done it prior to June when the president had his first foreign trip or earlier this summer.
Despite White House denials, the travel requirement announcement appears deliberately timed to ease tensions with allies. Now, the U.S. president is armed with good news as he prepares to meet face-to-face with world leaders and address the U.N. General Assembly. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.